This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It is the 18th of February, 2025. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubank, the Hat Podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. C.J. Miller joins us today with the news, including the new USDA secretary talking about issues facing the agency and the farmers it serves, bird flu and the farm bill among those. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for clouds and sun and not quite as cold, still cold though. And the Monday market's closed for President's Day. We do have market analysis with John Zanker coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Keystone Cooperative's equipment auction continues this February on Purple Wave. Bid on a 2015 John Deere R4038 applicator, fertilizer delivery trucks, and more farm-ready machinery. With no reserve online auctions, top quality equipment from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan is just a click away. Visit purplewave.com today, your trusted farm auction solution. Purple Wave, where smart farmers find the perfect fit.
Your new U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins talks about bird flu and the farm bill and the value of providing education to farmers. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by Keystone Cooperative, a proud supporter of the FFA and the many opportunities it provides the next generation of agricultural leaders. Well, on her first full day on the job as U.S. Ag Secretary, Brooke Rollins traveled to Louisville for the National Farm Machinery Show last Friday night. And while at the show, she spoke with Alan Watts with our news gathering partner, Your Ag Edge, in Kentucky. Rollins says getting a new farm bill passed in 2025 is a priority for both her and President Trump.
The farm bill is at the front of everyone's mind and how we get it across the finish line. We're a couple years behind, as we know. We understand that the entire agriculture community is depending on that. We know that there's a lot of hurting farmers and ranchers out there. And so a big part of my thinking right now is how do we bring together all of the important stakeholders and people that need to be part of that conversation so that as we move toward a farm bill, we are ready to move it in hopefully a more smooth and seamless way than ever before. And President Trump will be leading the way.
Rollins also responded to the high number of bird flu cases across Indiana, Michigan, and the rest of the U.S., leading to a huge loss in revenue for poultry producers, as well as a huge jump in egg and poultry prices for consumers.
The avian bird flu is a big issue. It is one that when yesterday evening I went to the office for the first time after getting confirmed, the very first briefing I had was on this issue. We currently are mapping out multiple different potential solutions. Clearly, it's very tied to egg prices, which America is, especially the moms, are really dealing with right now. And so next week we'll be talking a little bit more about it with some solutions. We are acutely aware of the challenges to our ag community with avian flu, and we are on it.
In addition, Rollins says she pledges to root out all waste, fraud, and abuse at USDA as part of President Trump's plan to make cuts to federal spending.
Looking forward, everything is evaluated right now. Every tax dollar that every one of our great American citizens pay into the system, is it being used in the most effective and efficient way for all of America, but especially in this lane for our American farmers and ranchers? So all under review, but we're moving very quickly.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, many companies are satisfied with having you on board as a customer and just providing you the bare minimum in terms of service. However, the team with Farm Credit Mid-America does not work that way. Nicole Emmenheiser is a senior financial officer based in their Bluffton office, and she says they provide educational opportunities including conferences, seminars, and other resources as an added value for their farmer owners.
If you are wanting to grow, it is important to be a lifelong learner, and that's something that we take to heart. So we want to provide opportunities for them to come together and learn new information, also be able to network with their peers. We want to work with the best of the best, and so if we can help add value to their operation through educational events and meetings one-on-one to help them understand their financial position, it's going to be something that's important to us.
Lance Fichter is one of the many customer owners who has taken advantage of the educational programs provided by Farm Credit Mid-America. He's a corn and soybean producer based in Adams County.
They definitely provide good information about crop insurance, or sometimes they have conferences that might hit on topics like tax reform. And it's also nice to be able to call a lending officer and say, hey, what do you think about buying this farm, or what do you think about this investment, or where are interest rates going? And so when you can bring those kinds of things back home and back to the farm, it definitely creates a lot of good things for the future.
Fichter says he appreciates Farm Credit Mid-America's commitment to providing those educational opportunities to help him grow his farm operation.
You know, if you aren't informed about the future, about what's happening in the world, of the things that are always changing, you're probably not going to be quite as successful. And so if you're not growing, you might be dying from a farming perspective or a business perspective. So it's always good to look for future opportunities and be in tune with everything that's going on around you to make sure that you're a part of the top end of where things need to be.
Learn more about the educational opportunities provided by Farm Credit Mid-America at fcma.com. You can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Calling all organic grain farmers. Make plans to attend the Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting February 19th at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette. Explore the trade show for organic farming products and services. Network with fellow organic farmers and get your certification questions answered. Register online by searching Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting or call Ashley Adair 765-496-6362. This message brought to you by Purdue Extension and the Indiana Organic Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here today, we've got a little bit of cloud cover up north coming off the Great Lakes, and we've got some cloud cover down over southern Indiana that's front-running this major snowstorm that is trying to move through the central plains and into the Missouri Valley today. So, a mix of clouds and sun is the best way that we need to talk about it. It is definitely cold, maybe not quite as cold as yesterday, but boy, I tell you what, it is chilly here. Arctic air is in control. Let's fast forward about 12 to 24 hours. We're going to watch this system come out of the Central Plains, move through the southern Missouri Valley, and into the Ohio Valley. The bulk of precipitation moves through the southern part of Indiana in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow morning through tomorrow midday. The largest part of precipitation is going to stay south of the Ohio River in Kentucky and Tennessee, but I do think I-70 southward, we have to look for a little bit of cloud cover and on again, off again, light snow accumulations most likely, if they happen at all, down near the Ohio River in southern tier counties. I think we start to see clouds break up already as we get into midday and early afternoon. We finish the day probably with some sunshine over all of Indiana underneath high pressure, but it's still quite cold. And actually, we're seeing a reinforcing shot of cold air coming in behind this weather system for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Probably dealing with some lake effect coming off the Great Lakes with north flow for Thursday, and we calm everything down in that regard for Friday and Saturday. But Saturday also starts to show us a little bit of temperature moderation. Look back to the west. The Great Plains going to be seeing some very warm surges as we move through Saturday and Sunday. I don't think we get those right away here, but I am definitely looking at a moderating push for Monday into Tuesday of next week, maybe taking a little bit of a pause at midweek Wednesday, Thursday, before warm air comes back to finish next week and go right on into early March. This warm and cold back and forth probably gives us a little bit of precipitation potential, but in all actuality, I think we're looking at a weather pattern that is not nearly as active here over the next 2 to 3 weeks as what we have done for the past 2 to 3 weeks. I definitely think there's moisture around, but not nearly as heavy. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
No Monday markets for President's Day, so a look at corn, soybeans, and wheat a little more in depth. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. Again, no markets to review, but I did catch up with John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities to take a little closer look at corn, soybeans, and wheat. A quick check back on Friday markets. Higher corn followed beans higher, and the leader to the upside, John, was Chicago wheat, very strong, 20 cents plus to the high side in the wheat market. Is that a sign of things to come as we open back up for the rest of the week? Wheat, the upside leader.
Well, I'd like to think so, but I'm not sure about that. Of course, there was some weather involved, not only here in the States with this cold push and this air. You know, 2 weeks ago, they weren't seeing this kind of cold air, and it's pretty, I was out scooping some snow this morning. It's cold, and you know, where there is not snow cover, there's certainly going to be some concern about winter kills. So, again, some problems in Russia with that, and they've had some ongoing problems and some problems here in the States. But maybe just as big a kicker on Friday was concerns over the Chernobyl. There was a dome over the Chernobyl site from many years ago in Ukraine, and a drone hit that. Put a hole in it, but there's no leakage. So, you know, the market's always going to respond quickly. If some listeners out there remember that scene in the 80s and how nutty the markets got for 2 or 3 days, it won't take much. So I suspect we did have good export sales on Thursday as well. So it was a good couple days for wheat. If we can start seeing our export shipments pop up a little bit better and sales as well, maybe there's something that we can sustain in here. So I haven't made any new crop wheat sales, so you know, we'll hang in there and hopefully get some additional chances.
How do you feel about corn futures, which again gained a little bit of ground on Friday? Overall demand seems pretty good there too.
Well, I've been joking with my readers that for probably on Monday of the last 2 or 3 weeks, I talked about a really good chance of seeing $5 the $5 mark hit on the March futures, and we'd gotten the 496.5, 497.5. I think we got the 499.75 on Friday. So I said, I'm going to shut up and not talk about it anymore. I'm jinxing the market. So I probably shouldn't say anything today, but I think we have a pretty good chance at seeing that $5 mark taken out. We are seeing an improving weather situation in South America. Pretty good rain chances, very good rain chances, actually in 8 to 15 for Argentina, the heaviest that I've seen in quite a few weeks. And Brazil's in pretty good shape, starting to get that second crop corn in. So, and I have to assume that we'll see some more sales come out from our producers if we get above that $5 mark. It's been a long time since we saw the $5 mark hit in anything. We have to go back to early last year.
Talk about soybeans as well, where demand doesn't seem to be quite what it should be.
Well, we're into that time frame, as always, and we've certainly seen that fading. I continue to be concerned about soybeans. I really appreciate this bounce that we've gotten off of the South American scare. You know, the tariff situation still hanging over our head, but maybe there's been some relief in the market that it hasn't gotten ugly with China yet. So unlike corn, which continues to see some outstanding export shipments and sales, we're really starting to see sales and shipments fall off the edge for soybeans, and actually a little bit worse than normal. So I'd be really cautious in here. You know, we're basically done with our old crop soybeans, and we need to probably extend some new crop coverage here this week.
Some thoughts from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities, based out of Lafayette, Indiana. The number there is 866-837-9027. Follow the markets anytime, HoosierAgToday.com, the markets section there. And the markets are part of our free mobile app. You can find that in the Apple or Google store. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.